Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf Pesach. Begin on an alpha. Begin the Tuesday Masal. That begins the words of the Gemara. Hayoyim kamachar. Today is like tomorrow. Tuesday, let me explain that this drasha is not a complete drasha. The Gemara brought that Moshe Rabbeinu added on one day, although Hashem told him sanctify today and tomorrow, but he understood today is like tomorrow, just like tomorrow has a night with it, so too is today, and therefore it was ended up being 3 days instead of 2 days. So Tuesday explains, "Is a drasha Gemara. This is not a bona fide drasha." And Lamashma the Hayoim Mamish. Rather, the pasuk literally sounds like that it means no today and tomorrow, which are only 2 days. As Tosfos proves, he says Dilav Hachi, because if that wasn't the case, and rather it was a bona fide drasha in Zemedaite, this would not be considered one of the three things he did on his own understanding. Rather, it'd be a bona fide drasha. Rather, it's not. It really literally means like that. But Moshe Rabbeinu interpreted like that. That was done on his own. The next Tosfos the Master begins with the Gemara Ma Yisrael B'chulu, which Tosfos can explain why is it considered significant, this that Moshe Rabbeinu separated from his wife, that as if he did it what's called Medaita. Because one of the three things was that after Mount Tyre, although the older Jewish men went back to their wives, but he remained removed and he stayed by himself. And that is Tosfos, but Mimtaim, if you're going to say, my kama Medaita, why is it being called Medaita from his own understanding? Dairaisu, what do you mean? It's actually biblical. Because the Kabbalah initially Darish, you're saying it's a Kabbalah. And in the Torah, Hashem is telling you a Kabbalah. So it's not Midaita. This is a bona fide Kabbalah telling you to do such a thing. That's just Tayyib Hashem, what you can say is the learn of a Kabbalah government. No, it's not really a full fledged Kabbalah. Because the Shami Hassan, there is a different Mashama Sarasa Dibbis. Maybe that was specifically over there, and that's a one time event, a very hush of a thing of a Sarasa Dibbis. But this, that Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the times, maybe that would not require him to separate from a wife, and therefore that's considered Midaita. That begins words of Gemara, but Kavlam is man that he set for them a time. Tosfos comes to explain exactly what is this Kabbalah that Moshe Rabbeinu made, which, like we said in the previous places, that if the Jewish people who had one time a set time they had to separate from their wives 3 days before, so Moshe Rabbeinu, who every single time he doesn't know when the Shechinah is going to speak with him, he always has to be ready. He can't be having relations with his wife. And that's his Tosfos Tevel Reed. It's actually one to the Reed because the end of the sentence, no, to the contrary, that actually says the opposite. The Mishum Shekavlam is man because of the Jewish people that he set a time for them. And that they know on that day the Shechinah is going to speak with them definitively. So you know for sure what lifresh you have to separate and not be in a state of tumah. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself misavik lo meyifresh out of a situation of doubt. Why should he have to separate? It's only a doubt. Maybe there you don't have to. Shemin, that's what Tosfos says. What you can say is the lehem namei kesvik. No, even for the Jewish people at that time was also a doubt. What do you mean? Shemalei tiflet. Because although they knew the Shechinah was going to speak with them, but maybe they're not going to emit the seed. That was Moshe Rabbeinu's Kabbalah. My Yisrael Shekabbalah is Ma'anim. The Jewish people had a set time. The Imkein Lo Hayitzichem Lifresh Mishum Keri, and therefore they should not really have to separate because of Keri. The Biyam Echad Hayidai for Keri, it's enough to separate one day. Even so, Mishum Chashash played because of the concern of emission of the seed from the woman Shekala, which is a lighter type of a tumah, because it's not a primary, it's a secondary tumah from the man to the woman. Yet who's going to live for that to separate? Sanis, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, me, shall I cover these men? I don't have a set time. V'yesh chashash keri, here's also a situation of suffix. But it's not just any suffix, it's suffix of keri, which is coming out of his body itself, shulcham, which is severe. That's called a tumah yutz megufay. Like koshkin, shish lifresh is my kabbalchaymer, they have to separate, and therefore it is a kabbalchaymer. And there was also contained a suffix like over here. Tzinnik says, the master begins the words of Gemara, at the paya moira mother, you stay over here and speak with me. Which Tosfos come to explain, how do we know that he did on his own understanding? Because we said, what do we know Hashem showed that he agreed with Moshe Rabbeinu that he separated from his wife? From this pasuk. But that's a place of him. You're going to say, wait a second. Menol, the Pirish Moshe Rabbeinu died the curtain. How do you know that? That Moshe Rabbeinu first separated from his wife on his own. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hizkim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yod, like the Gemara says, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately agreed with him. Shem Ezehu Tzibu Gamer Shatibu Lelivish. Maybe this was the commandment Hashem told him to separate. And therefore that's what he did it. So it wasn't Midaiti, as Hashem told him about the play of body. That's the material to Bintam answers no. The Nisa the Mahmad Siva Kadosh Baruch Hu Pish. If you would think to say that he had separated because of the command of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Lemon died not in his own understanding, then how would Aaron Mirim start murmuring and complaining about what he did? The Silik says in the Pazi, but the David Mirim, Aaron Mesha, the Aaron Mirim spoke bad against Moshe Rabbeinu, said Lashon Hara. How could they say if Hashem told them to separate? Alavad, they rather definitely. Mitchila Pish Minel, Gamma Mesha Midaita, originally Moshe Rabbeinu did it on his own. Aye, but then Tosfos addresses the Avakav, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodoy. But wait a second. Hashem ultimately agreed, like you brought in the Gemara. Mikamakam Nisram Alav says Tosfos, no, it's still not difficult why Aaron Mirim was still complaining about Moshe Rabbeinu. And Tosfos has a big yisoid over here. The Fishi Eloi Pirish Midaita, because had it not been that Moshe Rabbeinu had originally separated on his own, Lahoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Masam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have agreed. And the reason is because they're bederek sha'adim haylech. The way a person wants to go in that path, that's where they take him, as Tosfos proves. Hashem did not tell Aaron to separate from their spouses. Although he used to speak with them also. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu that he agreed to, because Moshe Rabbeinu originally did on his own. That's what they were still able to complain about. Now, so, however, Tosfos says, Miu Kasha, but it's difficult. Because the Mash Medr sounds like in the Medr, Shalai Yodr's Mangod to Shapirish Mimeno. That it sounds like from the narrative that they actually didn't know all these years that he was separate from his wife. Gabi Eldad and Maidid, by the incident of Eldad and Maidid, Shemesava, they were prophesizing. Shalman Mirim, the Mirim said, Ah, Ashenish Hashem Shalai Lu, praiseworthy are the wives of these two individuals. Shenisman Balein, Parnosan Al Tibur, that now their husbands became leaders of the Jewish people. That Amit Tzipor, it's the wife of Moshe Rabbeinu, said, "Oh, woe to these wives of these people!" From the day that the divine presence became distinct to your brother, meaning my husband, and Pirish Meni stopped having relations with me. Oh, Miyat says the Medrash right away. That's when Mitzvah Mirim Arm and Moshe, they spoke badly about Moshe. Mashman sons of Shliyadu Kamech, they didn't know before that. And that Estes v'Chiliyadu, did they not know what the Tzibur says in the body of Atapaya Moedavadi that Hashem told them and agreed with them? So how could they speak badly about him? Ah, but remember the Tom, that's what he says. No, the Vada Yad, of course they knew, as we're explaining up until now. Up until that point, they thought that he had separated from his wife because of Hashem's command. Until Tzipor revealed what was really the initiation, was Shemidaita Pirishman Metchila. Originally, he did it on his own first. And that's what the complaint was. Like we said before, Hashem only agreed because of what he did. And that's what they're saying. What does he think that is any bigger and better that he has to separate, that we don't separate from our spouses? Why does he have to do that? Next the master begins the words of Gemara, Ma Pesach B'chulu. Chetzik can explain that this Shemesh Rabbeinu broke the Luchas. It is considered to be Daita, even though it sounds like from the Gemara that's a Kal V'chomer, where he said that if Kabbalah Pesach is only one of the Tarig Mitzvahs, that it still says, V'chol Ben Echel Yerubai. So here the whole Torah is being given, and the Jewish people are rebellious at doing the Egel. For sure, we can't give the Torah. So wait, how do we consider that Midaita? So Tess ain't a Kal V'chomer, no, it's not a bona fide Kal V'chomer. Because the im mu'asim be Pesach shu carbon, if you're going to say, yeah, the rebellious Jew is forbidden the Pesach, which is a carbon, he should not have held back from giving them the whole Torah, and have them repent, it would still make sense to give them the Torah, therefore it's still considered not a kabbal chayma and mitaita. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara Kashla Rabbanan. Church going to claim, what's the question? That is, the Gemara brought a price that says the Shishi, the sixth, was the sixth of the month, the sixth day of the week. Now, that's difficult under Rabban. So Pirish Tais explains, Lamashe Pirish Rabbel El means based on what Rabbi had previously said, the Bekvi the Yarchem Pligi, that the Machlekes is, everyone agrees they came on Rish Chaydish, and the Shabbos is given on Torah is given on Shabbos. Machlekes Yerish Rabban is, when was Rish Chaydish of that year? Was it in the first of the week, on Sunday, or was it on Monday? Here we see clearly that the sixth day was from the sixth day of the week, which is the sixth day of the month, which obviously that Rish Chaydish was on Sunday. That's the difficulty according to the Rabban, which according to this interpretation of Rava.